This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Okay, so how many years have you been in real estate?
5 years.
Okay, and how did you get started?
Well, I was working, I was actually studying an online business program, and I was tutoring a son, a child whose father was a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, why don't you get into real estate? If you get into real estate, maybe I'll give you some homes to sell. And it was a perfect opportunity for me to get into real estate. It's like a childhood passion of mine, but my parents discouraged it. Coming from Asian descent, parents always wanted me to be the doctor or a lawyer.
Accountant.
Yeah. So it actually gave me that window of opportunity. So I took the leap. And during my online business program, I started studying the real estate license. Mm-hmm. Then I finished the online business program that transitioned me into the MBA. And then obviously they said, you don't have to do the MBA to get your to be a realtor. And I said, mm-hmm. No, I'm going to tailor everything I learn in the MBA program towards being a realtor. And they were like, okay, great. So I did my MBA and I finished my real estate licensing during that time. And then I went to 7 different brokerages with my 15-page business plan.
Mm-hmm.
To interview brokerages, and then only one brokerage really understood what I was doing, which
mm-hmm.
was McDonald Realty. And then, yeah, here I am.
Okay, wonderful. And so could you tell me a bit about your team?
Well, recently I just hired 2 assistants.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly in the past 5 years, I was always solo.
Okay.
But I find this year is a great opportunity for me to take my business to the next level. So then I hired 2 assistants.
Mm-hmm. Great. And mm-hmm. could you specify for me what geographic area you serve?
I serve the Vancouver area,
mm-hmm.
usually Lower Mainland. I specialize, because I'm born in Vancouver, I pretty much do deals all over the Lower Mainland, but my specialty is Vancouver West Side.
Okay. And so what is your percentage of repeat and referral business?
Sorry, what was that?
What would you say is your percentage of repeat and referral business?
I would say probably about 90, 95%.
And what is it that keeps your clients coming back to you?
I think it's because of my specialization. And like early on in my career, about 2 years, well, one of the things I did was I went in the business in the first year, I worked really hard and I just served people without asking for anything in return. Well,
mm-hmm.
my differentiation strategy in the beginning was, okay, well, that builder, that's child whose father was a builder, I wanted to build a relationship. I didn't want to sell him anything, and I didn't want to be like, oh, I only want to be your friend because you might give me business. So I didn't want to do that. So I said to myself, I'm going to just help this family regardless if they ever send me business.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of perspective helped me propel my business in the first year to 6-figure level, and I won some company awards, and I did quite well in the first year. And then
mm-hmm.
second year, I did well as well. And then I met my business mentor, and his name is Dan Locke, and then he took my business to the next level. And I wrote a book called The Book on Vancouver Real Estate, and I started studying about real estate investing and all these other topics. And I realized real estate investing is something that real estate agents don't really know about. Like, they know the basics, but when I
mm-hmm.
started studying real estate investing, it's actually an entire different industry, full-time. It's a full-time career to be a good real estate investor. And I just incorporated that material into my book. So after that, I transitioned and built my business on helping people build their real estate portfolio
mm-hmm.
and helping them provide consulting on how to manage their tenants and how to manage their real estate investment properties. And that's what I did.
Okay. So what is it that sets you apart from your peers?
So one of the things, first of all, is the book on Vancouver real estate. That was probably the first thing that I did that none of my peers do. And what I did was with the book, my goal was not to sell it. like, well, yeah, I put it on Amazon, but I don't really care if people buy it or not. I usually just, so what I did in the beginning is I just gave out the book for free. And I gave it out for free via Facebook. And then I also, you know, I put a lead magnet in my website and I drive traffic and then I just gave the book out for free. Mm-hmm. Now I just charge for shipping and I give the book out to my clients and to people who are interested. I have realtors requesting a copy of my book and to learn because it's actually, it talks about like how to buy, how to sell, and how to make money, how to invest. So a lot of new realtors actually request copies of the book.
I see.
At my company, I'm one of the certified McDonald Realty mentors, which basically helps the new realtors go through their post-licensing requirements. And I did that for, I'm still doing that. I've done that for about a year and a half since the beginning of the program. And then what I did about was when I was working with my mentor, he said, you know, Gary, you should shoot some YouTube videos and build a platform there. So that's what I started doing about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I have about 268 videos on there.
Wow.
And my goal is to like make 2,000 videos, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then I wanted to, you know, just provide transparency to the industry. That's the reason why I wrote the book, because I saw a lot of realtors keeping their knowledge to themselves and, you know, keeping their trade secrets. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to reveal it to the public. There's a lot of stuff that the public doesn't know, and I think they should know. So I you know, share about it in my videos, and I wrote the book on Vancouver real estate, and I'm in the process of writing my second book too.
Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah.
And so could you tell me how you stay in touch with all of your past clients?
Well, I talk with them maybe every couple months, because my goal, like I said, was to help them build a real estate portfolio. I'm not okay with them just, I'm not a transactional realtor. My goal is not to do one deal and then never talk to them ever again. That's
right.
Not my goal. My goal is to, and my goal is not to do thousands of deals with thousands of customers. My goal is to deal with a small group of clients and help them build wealth, short-term wealth and long-term wealth. The short-term wealth through, you know, buy and flip, and long-term wealth through buy and hold and various cash flow strategies. So I keep in touch with them every couple months. Every year I hold a boat cruise. This year I'm having a boat cruise in English Bay. So we have a. Are you in Vancouver or in Toronto?
No, we're based out of the United States.
Oh, okay. So in every year in our city, we have like this fireworks event where different countries come together and they have a fireworks competition.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, usually people watch the fireworks through like the beach, and this year I said, okay, I'm gonna, like last year I had a boat cruise and I invited a bunch of my clients. This year I'm having the boat cruise, but I'm renting a yacht, and then I'm inviting my clients and we're going out to the, like into the waters to watch the fireworks. And
okay.
So I built a website called GaryWongFireworksCruise.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, that's my annual thing.
Okay. And so could you tell me how you market your listings?
one of the things I do that nobody else does was, I have a listing in the most prestigious neighborhood in Vancouver called Shaughnessy, and it's a $10.8 million listing. One of my pet peeves was seeing $300,000 condos marketed the same way as $20 million homes. Like the same cost, everything. Like realtors would spend, you know, $300 marketing it, and it would sell too. That was the sad part. But it just because the market was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, that's not right. So I watched like Million Dollar Listing New York, and I take notes on Frederick Eklund, Ryan Serhan, and Luis Ortiz, the real estate agents on the show.
Right.
And I'm like, I want to be like them, like in terms of their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I studied like people like Ben Bacall in LA Hollywood, and their marketing is phenomenal. And I'm like, well, I wonder they get paid the big bucks, and their commission rates are much bigger than Vancouver commission rates. Actually, I think Vancouver charges the lowest commission in the country. But anyways, what I wanted to do was I wanted to use that kind of marketing style.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be known for that. So on my website, GaryWongRealty.com, I have a section that says marketing your home. And I create, and there's a tab that says, there's a drop-down menu that says a case study. And it outlines the like 20 steps, 30 steps that I did to market this home. And we spent about, me and my partner, we spent like $35,000 marketing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we like,
wow.
You know, whereas a typical realtor would spend, you know, maybe less than $1,000 or maybe $500 to market
mm-hmm.
it. We hired a video production company and we created a $25,000 video. We created brochures, like super expensive high-end brochures. We invited media, press. We, we put candles around the property. We put on music. We put a floor plan on an easel, and we did a presentation when people came in, and there's just tons of stuff. And then after that, after the Hollywood buzz that we
mm-hmm.
created before the listing came up, then during the listing, we did that same thing. And then we also direct mailed the neighborhood, because we took the $25,000 video. We also put it on a Blu-ray, and then we put it in a really golden bubble envelope, and we put a copy of my hardcover book, and we direct mailed it into the neighborhood to showcase the listing. And yeah, we just did a whole bunch of stuff. You can
mm-hmm.
you can see the list of 20-30 things I did on that webpage.
Okay, perfect. And so what do you like most about what you do?
Sorry, what was that?
What do you like most about what you do?
I like the thing that I like most is being able to do things differently than others. And my goal, like I said, I really want to, you know, people say, like most realtors would give that cliche saying, oh, I really want to see my clients happy when they buy a house and helping them fulfill their dreams. Yeah, of course, that's all great. But helping them build a financial freedom, that's a totally
mm-hmm.
different level. Like, yeah, I can help them find their dream home, and okay, great. But like, I worry about their retirement, because I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and most people who are just in the middle class, they're not going to make it when they become when they retire. They're just not going to have enough money to retire comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, because wages are so low, they're not going to be able to, like, they're going to be like stuck when they're like 60, 70 years old, and they're like making $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month. And then inflation has gone up significantly, the
right.
cost of living. So my goal is actually, when I talk to my clients, I sit them down, have a consultation with them, and ask them what's their 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 year goal. And then if
mm-hmm.
their 10 year goal is like 10 houses, then I'm like, okay, great. Then I can reverse engineer that goal and see how can I make that goal happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like, that's more like, I prefer, like, of course I'll help them fulfill their short-term goals, but more importantly is like, okay, are you willing to fulfill your short-term goals and sacrifice your long-term goal? Or are
mm-hmm.
you want both, like, which is more important to you?
Right.
So I help them to realize that, as opposed to like, oh, Gary, I want to buy this. Okay, sure, let's buy that. Like, I'm like, okay, I think that's negligent if I don't really do what's best for my client. In terms of, sometimes they think what's best is this, but I'm like, okay, that's great, but have you ever thought about this? Because I care about you, not just short term, but
mm-hmm.
long term.
Yeah. So really taking care of them. All right.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. that's more important to me.
And so tell me about your community involvement. So any events, associations, or charities?
So I'm one of the directors for the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
Vancouver West Side Division. So I, you know, I part- like our realtors in the city are managed by, they're regulated by, they're members of a local board. So the people in Vancouver are members of the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver. The people in the Fraser Valley are members of the Fraser Valley Real Estate Board. And then every, in the city, there's different sections of the city. And then you'll have directors in each city that meet together and try to stir up the real estate community and try to get realtors plugged in. We have 13,000 realtors locally in Vancouver, about 22,000 realtors in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So for Vancouver West, I think it's about 3,000 realtors. So we try to, you know, get them involved into the community, have events, softball tournaments, Christmas parties, and those kind of things. So we,
mm-hmm.
the directors meet once a month and we discuss those ideas, and events. I'm also, you know, I also attend church every Sunday, and then we do events at church, and yeah.
Okay, great. And so what are your favorite things to do when you're not working?
Spend time with family.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me, it's basically business and family. I don't really have much time to do a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Pretty
That's
challenging.
All right.
Yeah.
And so tell me, what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future is actually to, well, I'm one of the top realtors in my brokerage. I also want to be, my goal is to be one of the top realtors in the city. And then after that, I want to build a project. I want to build a real estate brokerage with my mentor and have a project marketing arm on top of that, on the side, as a branch of the brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to compete against the local project marketing companies like Rennie and Magnum and Mac Marketing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there anything else that you would like your reader to know about you?
I think, yeah, just like look me up on my website, GaryWarrenRealty.com. I have
mm-hmm.
I created two systems that I do for my clients. Like people say, like, I created a system for how I help my clients achieve that financial freedom. So it's called the Real Estate Acquisition Formula. And I have the system and the infographic all in my website that I created.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have the process that I used to market this $10.8 million home. I used it. I put that system in my website too, under marketing your home. It's called the Luxury Home Sales System.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like a seven step, like basically the seven P's. And then I guide clients through the entire process. And I created that as well, just so that it's very structured. People know exactly how their home is going to be marketed.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I have everything that I need, so let me just turn off my recorder.
Okay.
This call has been recorded.